Manchester City's Phil Foden delivered a sensational first-half performance, scoring twice and setting up another goal as they thrashed Ipswich Town 6-0 at Portman Road on Sunday, reclaiming a spot in the Premier League's top four. The emphatic win lifted City to 38 points, moving them into fourth place on goal difference ahead of Newcastle United. However, they remain 12 points adrift of leaders Liverpool, who have a game in hand, and 6 points behind Arsenal and Nottingham Forest. Ipswich, stuck in 18th place with 16 points, started brightly and had a couple of early chances. But City shrugged off their recent poor form with a brilliant display of attacking football, and once they scored, there was no way back for the hosts. The breakthrough came in the 27th minute when Jeremy Doku combined with Kevin De Bruyne, who set up Foden to drill the ball home. That attacking trio proved too much for Ipswich as Mateo Kovacic doubled the lead just 3 minutes later. Doku, instrumental again, fed Foden, who laid it off for Kovacic to score from the edge of the box. City's dominance on the left paid off again in the 42nd minute, as Foden grabbed his second with a shot that squirmed under Ipswich keeper Christian Walton. The visitors showed no mercy after the break. Doku scored 4 minutes into the second half before assisting Erling Haaland, who recently signed a lucrative 10-year deal, for City's fifth. Substitute James McAtee added a looping header in the 69th minute, capping an electrifying performance that delighted coach Pep Guardiola as City looked back to their best. Foden praised the team's all-round display. Probably the best this season, in terms of all-round play. Keeping possession at important times and we defended well. One of our best performances this year, he told Sky Sports. We are building momentum. Keeping players fit is important. I put it down to people being in better shape, and the team is bonding better. While the win showed City's resurgence, Foden avoided bold predictions about catching Liverpool. You never know what can happen. The aim is to stay in the top four, he added.